Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
One more time.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Hang on. Okay,
1, 2, 3, 4. How are you doing? What's the crack? Are you well? This is the Staller Podcast.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Why do I have to do it loads of times?
Because it was funny. I had your levels right by the time you hit 3 on the first one.
Oh, you were messing there, were you?
I was.
Ah, yeah, got me. You had to get me.
How are you doing, everyone? Welcome to episode 188.
The Labour episode.
Yeah, 1AA, yoo-hoo!
On the scratcher.
Double week. Is it?
It used to be. I remember it used to be.
Did they stop that?
But no, it's 208 euro now.
Oh, it's 208 is the minimum?
I think so.
Or if you're over 23 or something like that, is it?
Yeah, 26 am I.
26? Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, gee.
Yeah.
What is it if you're under 26? 90 quid or something?
I think it starts at 18 and then incrementally goes up.
18?
18 years of age, I think it's like 160. Depends. It's all means tested. Depends.
Feel Bob.
Not really. For the week.
Like,
you'd have to spend fast enough.
I know. Especially with the shopping.
Oh, come here. Cost of living crisis.
Hmm. Ah, sure. Sure, this is it.
Episode 188.
Yeah. It's a good one.
And you can tell that Darren's very excited, so you know it's going to be a good one.
I fucking can't wait to record this now. How are you keeping?
Good, yeah. Yeah, not too bad. How are you keeping?
Yeah, grand, yeah, yeah. Tipping away, yeah.
Yeah, you say that with pain in your face. Yeah grand.
Stressed out over.
Agonising over that. Come here, let me ask you about, have you seen the tomato bridge?
I have, and it's wrecking my head.
What's going on with that? What's going on? How did these grand start?
Oh, I'm aware of it, yeah.
Mr. I'm not on social media.
I didn't say that.
You did, didn't you?
Did you? No. Deleted Instagram over Christmas?
That doesn't mean I'm not. I have to have it to delete it, don't I?
Oh, you went back on it, did you?
Yeah.
Couldn't stay away.
For work.
Work way out with that.
Keep an eye on the pair of you.
Wouldn't be us you keeping an eye on. We're all right. The other two.
There are more than 4 podcasters. Anyway.
The other 10, 20.
Give us a rundown there.
I don't know the rundown. I've just seen a load of tomatoes on the wall and it's just become a thing.
Aren't you?
I think some woman was walking by in the and somebody was walking by and took a photograph and said, I seen these cherry tomatoes on a bridge and I didn't eat them. That's how good a human I am. I have that impulse like to not eat something when I see something I want to eat it. And then literally from that, somebody else went up and took a video and then it just snowballed. And now this bridge on Drumcondra,
covered in
Dorset Street, just has tomatoes, cherry tomatoes all over it. And people are going there like a fucking pilgrimage. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the Irish, isn't it?
It was when it was freezing. It was freezing. Remember the big freeze last weekend?
The big freeze, yeah.
It was from then and the cherry tomatoes were frozen.
I don't get it. Like,
why would he dare?
Oh, why was there random tomatoes there?
But now that it's not freezing, they're just going to rot on that bridge. Yeah. And it's going to be, it's by the canal. It's a bridge over the canal. So the rats are going to be bleeding, having a field day.
Like called a rat wall.
Yeah. So I hope you're all fucking
happy.
I just
don't understand how it caught on and like, why is it a thing? Like, is it just like one person went then to have a look and just spiraled like
into
a meaningless situation that's just like become a thing?
I kind of love it.
It's very random.
They should change the name of that bridge officially to the. Do you know, it kind of reminds me of COVID times when people had nothing to do. Like, what the fuck are these people doing that they're going to this bridge and making videos and taking pictures with this? Just, it doesn't. And people are putting their own tomatoes on it and they're printing out photographs and they're putting photographs down
in a bottle and red sauce on it. That was me.
I'd love if next week the Gardaí came after everyone that put a tomato down for littering.
And locked them up.
Fined them for littering. 80 quid, fine.
They could as well.
Fine. Yeah, it's littering.
Literally, what it is.
Especially the tomato sauce bottle.
It's like the fucking portal. Just like a lot of people looking at a portal now, they're just looking at a load of tomatoes.
It's fucking mad.
God knows what's next. Bananas on a wall in Finglas.
And you said it.
Let's make it happen.
You said it.
Let's put a kiwi on a wall in Coolock. I'm telling you, there'd be a real pilgrimage then.
The kiwi in Coolock. I don't think there's any bridges in Coolock. Coolock is just flatlands.
Put a fucking bit of fruit on your garden wall and see how long it takes off.
No.
How long it takes to take off. You'd be all outside looking in your window and all. The kiwi man. You'd be known as the kiwi man.
People think I'm from New Zealand.
Mm. Yeah.
Carrots at your window. Carrot the Conway fella. Conway carrot.
The Conway carrot conf. Wall. Knock on his door there. He's loaded carrots on his wall. Don't even have a wall.
If you see carrots outside someone's house, you know that it's Darren Conway's gaff because he just has carrots. They've locks. They put, remember on the Halfpenny Bridge, they locked, tried to put locks all over it.
Took them all down.
Yeah. So what could you do? What could you do? I'm surprised that this trend has lasted this long. I'm surprised someone didn't just sweep them off.
Mm.
They're still there.
It'll become a thing where like people just hate it. Like, we'll just stop doing this now.
The joke's old.
Yeah. The locks wouldn't work. What else could you do? Like fruit's taken. Can't be putting fruit on or vegetables or whatever. Is it tomato, fruit or vegetable? Bit of both, isn't it?
Bit of both.
Yeah, let's not get into
half and half. You can't even press it on the self-service checkout because it doesn't know what it is. Like Misk.
Chocolate bar.
Misk, is it? Lock a load of bikes to the Halfpenny Bridge.
Instead of putting...
Or a bike tyre. Roll a load of bike tyres down a hill.
You have to leave it there so people can add to it, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, people need to contribute.
Halfpenny Bridge. Bridges in general have been used, I think, haven't they?
It seems to always be bridges.
Mm. Yeah. Why bridges?
Should they just resemble love?
You just have people passing by. They don't linger. They don't linger on a bridge. They're just passing by, passing through. Transitionary. But there's trolls on their bridges. What do trolls not like?
Trolls?
Yeah.
What do they not like in folklore?
About coins. If you're leaving out coin, glue a coin down so people don't pick it up.
Glue a coin from around the world. Yeah. And if the coin is taken, you don't put it down until you have every coin from all around the world. Covering a bridge. Well, maybe not a bridge. Maybe, don't know.
Well, I like it. Like, Halfpenny Bridge is called Halfpenny Bridge because you had to pay half a penny to cross it to get onto the south side. Didn't have to pay coming across the other way. I don't know if that's true.
I think people have come across. Ah, it is. It is. People come across from all parts of the world to see a bridge made of individual coins. I can guarantee you that.
What about?
I love
one.
Ireland.
Here's one. Everybody brings a bit of Lego and you add an extra little bit.
Until it's a big Lego bridge?
Yeah. I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to glue a piece of Lego down to a bridge. And then the next person has to come and glue another piece of Lego down onto that.
I feel like the glue wouldn't stick or something. Like they'd always be falling off.
Oh, no. Did you ever see the Woody and Smiths? That's been there about 20 years. It's rock solid. If that fell on the ground, it'd put a hole in it. Like the Lego would never.
Oh, I know that one. Do you know that one?
They're glued, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Glued them. Glued them onto the bridge. People can't get rid of them.
Hmm.
Fuck them.
Glue anything onto it then. They're just going to go around gluing stuff to bridges.
But it can only be Lego. And there's Lego police. And they'd be like, here, don't be sticking any fucking, what are they called? Roadblocks on that there, yeah? Only Lego pal.
Some fucker comes along with a Kinects piece. No Kinects.
Get out. Go on, get over the fucking bridge.
Do you know what? Little fans. Do you know like little fans you get going to the beach? And then sticking them on
battery ones? Like?
No, you know when you blow them like and they just go around. You have them at the beach because...
Like little windmills?
Yeah, little windmills. They'd be nice, wouldn't they?
Windmill bridge?
The windmill bridge.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Thanks. But you have to pay the troll underneath the bridge, you have to pay him. So I think everyone leaves money on the bridge to pay the troll, toll troll. And then I come along every month and I keep all of it because I'm the troll.
Yeah.
I keep all the money.
Where's the money stored?
In my bank.
While it's before you collect it.
Crypto wallet.
it's turned into DeFi.
Before you collect the money, where is it?
In the crypto wallet, I said.
On the bridge. On the ledge of a bridge.
Just left there.
Just left there.
So you're leaving a month's worth of spare change on Fairview Bridge.
Yeah, and I want to go near it because it's all wholesome and shit.
It's troll money.
Yeah. We give it all to charity.
We have to get the glue off of Wurst and hopefully it comes off the bridge. But we give it to charity even if it's allowed to €2 covered in glue.
Yes.
Because they do something with it.
What if you just get a stack of €2 and start gluing them one on top of the other?
Until it goes up to space. Go, yeah. This is a fucking childish conversation, isn't it?
What about trolls? What about trolls? What about trolls under the bridge? I think that's iconic.
You're talking about people dressed up as trolls?
No, you know the little trolls have the long hair?
Oh, tall. Tall trolls, yeah.
No, tall trolls is like the 98FM.
Oh, no, the trolls from the 90s, like the toys. Like
Yes.
Yeah. And the film.
A load of 90s toys underneath the bridge at the canal. That would be like people. That would become a tourist attraction.
Underneath.
Did you hear about the troll under the bridge down at the canal? And then you go down and you look at it. Kids would like it. Old people would like it. That's fucking brilliant.
And you keep adding to him, put flowers around them and all. And if you lick the top of his hair, it brings you luck.
Is this a real troll?
Oh, the little toys.
So just it's just a toy underneath the bridge.
Yeah, but everyone brings their own one.
Oh, so everyone brings along a troll.
What about a big giant Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah.
From the length of the bridge.
Yeah.
And he's stretched all the way down and you just go up and go bing, 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 and then you get good luck.
Yeah.
And then you go down and lick the troll's head for extra luck.
For extra luck.
I think I'm going to bounce after this coffee.
I think I got scammed again.
Here we go.
Excellent.
I don't think it was scammed. I'll give you a little scrub. Give you a rub down.
Really?
There was a, I think I talked about it last year as well, but every year there's a conference on in Las Vegas and you look at the latest technology. Did you see any of the stuff from it? SCE or whatever the fuck it was called.
Didn't see anything, no.
Like see-through tellies. Have you seen a see-through telly? So it's like a sheet of glass and it's a telly also. So instead of having a background, like
it's it could be a wall or whatever's behind it. Like.
Yeah, yeah. So when it's off, it's see-through, and then when it's on, it's a telly. And then
you can
also
see the edges of it, like
you can see the frame of it. Yeah. Yeah.
The frame, I mean. Yeah. That's a bit pointless.
Robots that clean up, that pick up stuff now. So you know, like the Hoover robot that goes around that you can click on, like, it hoovers the gaff for you.
And you have
the one I have, yeah, like the Roomba or whatever. But now an arm comes out of it. Roomba, right. Everybody go. An arm comes out with a top and picks up like the stuff like socks, and you can assign 200 items and 200 places where you can put the thing, so it'll pick up stuff off the ground. So if you have toys on the ground, it'll pick it up and put it back where it's assigned to go, and it just cleans you all the gaff.
It's ridiculous.
But one amazing thing that I think is groundbreaking, and I can't believe it wasn't already done before, was a cane for blind people. But it's like a smart cane. And there's a GPS and everything attached to it. So you can, if you're blind, you can say to it before you leave,
I want to go to Charlestown.
Yeah, and then you stick in your headphones and then like you walk around and says, turn right here. And you'll know then to turn right. And there's loads of different stuff on it. Like
all it takes is one malfunction to send you onto the motorway.
Ah, well, it's still a cane at the end of the day. You're not going to be like, where the fuck am I? I'm not going to be walking on the M50.
The speed of that, is it windy?
It's bleeding deadly. That cane is class.
I am surprised that hasn't been done.
Yeah. You can answer phone calls on it. Like you can
on
use
your
it.
Cane.
On your cane. On your walking cane. Yeah, it's deadly, man.
What's it called? The iCane?
I can't know. It's so, something like
I-Cane
that.
iCane 1.
Smart cane, I think it's called, but... I wish I knew a blind person because I'd love to get them as a gift or something. Like, I would. I think it's such a deadly little thing.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to be blind. It's just like for the elderly, is it?
No, well, I mean, if the elderly are blind, like it's a cane.
Oh, like a blind person cane.
Yeah, what's
I was thinking of a fucking walking stick.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's same. And it vibrates and everything, like if you're getting close to doing it, if you're coming close to an edge or...
Does it pick things up for you? Like if you drop on your phone or that, will it pick it up?
No, but you can bring your Roomba with you.
Oh, yeah.
That'll pick it up for you.
Bring the whole gang. Bring all the technology with you.
Oh, do you know what else was there?
Go on.
It's like a Tesla robot, a Tesla truck, Cybertruck, where it turns into a big, huge, massive drone with 8 propellers come out, like out the sides, out the bottoms, out the sides, and it takes off.
Now, what would you want that for?
To fly. To fly.
The small ones do that, though.
Yeah, but you're not in it.
Oh, you can get in this one.
It's a car.
Oh, why
it's
not?
A car that turns into a fucking helicopter or a drone.
Should they have bleeding cars underwater next?
They already have them. That's like fucking old news, man.
They'll have submarines in that next, like.
That's incredible. And I was saying to you, I don't know how many times I said on this podcast that I'd be classed to fly here from Coolock up on the bleeding Tesla car all the way out here. Be here in 5 minutes.
So what are you suggesting? That you were the visionary who saw flying cars before anyone else?
I mean, I can't take credit from Leonardo da Vinci, but
I'll say this. It's been mentioned before in passing anyway.
Yeah. And we're here now. Here we are.
The future is now.
Here we fucking are.
I mean,
lads.
I'm disappointed that there's not like full traffic in the sky yet.
Give it 3 years.
No.
Do you know how much that is?
Not 3 years.
I think it's 200 grand. All it takes is one rich fucker.
Or finance.
Maybe that's what the drones were.
You laugh now.
Or finance.
It's always an option.
Do you want to hear some predictions for the future from the past? Let's see. In 1933.
A long time ago.
Yep. A Dr. Thomas Hall Shested. Maybe this will still come true. He predicted humans would evolve to become Cyclops. He said
The Cyclops human eye. X-Men like?
One eye. Right in the middle of your forehead there.
Well, you couldn't really rule it out.
I mean, yeah. He's safe making this prediction, I suppose, because, you know, it's a long way off before it'll actually happen. He says, because human eyes originally evolved to see far into the distance, but as humans now read, write.
It'd be like when people say, oh, you have lovely eyes. They'd be just saying, oh, you have a lovely eye. Because, wouldn't it? But if that happened, what's the next one?
Anyway.
I don't think eyes were designed to see far into the distance. I think it's, we have two eyes so we can see both sides of our heads. Like our periphery goes like 170 degrees, no, 180 degrees.
If it was to see sides of our heads, the eyes would be on the sides of our heads like most animals.
But that's circular, like, you know, we can't see behind us.
We have eyes in the front, so we have depth perception, so we can hunt.
It's not, so we can play the PlayStation.
Same thing.
And hunt.
Yeah.
Who's hunting now? It's all in the shop.
Well, so you know how far to reach to get your bag of Doritos from the shelf.
I don't like them. What's up with these assumptions? Is that we like Doritos all of a sudden? I do like them. Cheese ones especially. I don't know.
Oh, they are nice.
Loads of flavour on them. I love when they get on your fingers. Like a little extra treat at the end of it, isn't it?
Eat your fingers.
This article I'm reading is from Time magazine. So they're kind of going through articles that have been in Time magazine over the years. In 1951, there was an article where the writer said they were talking about a new TV station being built in 1951. And they said, our people are becoming less literate by the minute. And TV is taking up time people were spending reading books and thinking thoughts. And they predicted that by the 21st century, people will be squint-eyed, hunchbacked, and fond of the dark. And also predicted most people wouldn't be able to read.
Not far off.
I was going to say.
Not far off.
Not that bad.
We don't mind the dark.
Yeah.
A bit of a hunch and not squinty eye though. Look at that.
I think people look at their phones with a bit of a squint.
Definitely with a hunch. There's a Swiss doctor in 1956 who predicted that there would be every single medical issue could be treated with a miracle pill. I think just the one pill.
Ooh.
Including surgery.
What the fuck? Well, like bones, broken bones and shit?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good?
Heart transplants? I don't know.
Ooh.
All right, the next one. What have we got for you? Oh, this is good. The Rand Corporation, in conjunction with the saucer people.
The what?
Never mind. It's a very right-wing think tank.
From the...
They've been around for donkey's years, decades. This prediction of theirs is from 1966. They predicted that in the future, to feed all the people that would need to be fed, they would have huge fields of kelp undersea. So seaweed farms, and you would have undersea farmers, so frogmen, living for months at a time. Months at a time in submerged bunkhouses. Kelp, which is rich in protein, will be ground into a powder, which, this is a quote, could be regenerated chemically to taste like anything from steak to bourbon.
That's a big statement.
I don't think that's that outlandish. And I think we're getting pretty close to...
Frog people.
We already have synthetic food, don't we?
Are you talking about actual frog people? Like,
well, just call them, maybe not frog people, that, but...
Okay.
Does anyone live under the sea?
Sure. Is that like a bubble?
Bob. Sandy Pants and all.
Sandy Pants. Sandy Jacks.
Is that our second name? Sandy Pants.
Sandy Squirrel. Squirrel Sandy, no, Squirrel.
Sandy Pants.
No person has ever... No, that can be true.
Can you answer the big question? Is Sandy... Is her name Squirrel or... It's Pants. Sandy
I'll tell
Pants.
You now.
Sandy Pants.
It's Sandy Cheeks, isn't
Sandy
it?
Sandy Cheeks. It's close.
That's fucking... How did I not believe and cop that?
It's close though.
I never realised that SpongeBob was an animal.
He's a sponge.
Yeah, sponge, sea sponge.
Sea sponge, yeah.
Which is an animal.
Did you ever see the real ones?
Yeah.
It's like Brillo pads.
Yeah. Well, they're kind of foiled into to Brillo pads, but they're kind of... I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
They have pet snails. Sea snails. Called Garys.
There's a Dr. Joseph DeTuri, an American fella, called Dr. Deep Sea. He spent 100 days living underwater.
Where?
Only what? 30 foot below surface, but it was in like a lagoon in Florida. He did this last year, no, 2023, just to study the effects of someone being experiencing underwater pressure for that long. But there have been predictions that people will start to live permanently underwater from 2027. There's a UK company that's planning to do it.
Why though? Bit inconvenient.
I think it's mostly for scientists to go down there and be able to conduct experiments from the bottom of the sea. Learn a lot more probably about what they're dealing with.
What do you mean he was living under? How could he hold his breath for 30 days?
Well, no, he lit. No.
He's in like a...
Well, he couldn't, is the answer to that. He lived in his own little...
Pineapple under the sea.
Yeah. It's an underwater pod.
It's an underwater pod.
Yeah. He thinks that living there where the atmospheric pressure is 70% higher than at the surface, he believes this could hold the key to reversing the aging process and help people live until 110 years old. Which, of course, if everyone lives to 110, it's only going to increase the demand for undersea kelp farms.
Wouldn't mind them.
Mm.
Is kelp seaweed?
Love
is
a bit it? Of kelp.
Mm-hmm.
Is it seaweed?
Yep.
It's kelp. It's like, is a prawn a mussel? No, it's not. Seaweed is not kelp.
What's kelp then?
Kelp is kelp. Kelp is its own thing.
He's right, you know.
Am I?
Is he? So there you go. Like, don't be calling kelp seaweed.
I think seaweed might be a broad term. I think seaweed might cover a few underwater plants, which include kelp.
Oh, I don't think so now.
Darren, he's at the point you... In your place.
I think seaweed is seaweed.
I have a source here. Yeah, I have a source here, Dr. Seaweed, who says kelp is not the same as seaweed. But then Wikipedia says kelp are large brown algae or seaweeds.
Well, that's Wikipedia, and Dr. Seaweed said that it's different.
If Dr. Seaweed said it, I mean, with a name like that,
if his name is Dr. Seaweed, he's right. He could tell me aunt and I believe him. Aunt about the ocean. Believe him. It's Dr. Seaweed.
I know, I don't know someone, but I've been to a market before where somebody sold seaweed crisps, seaweed salt, seaweed, like they literally...
I like the seaweed in ramen.
That's not seaweed.
That's kelp.
Oh, that is seaweed.
Yeah, seaweed. Seaweed sheets.
Yeah, seaweed. Yeah,
seaweed. Yeah. You like that?
I bought a packet of that before and I was eating it like a little tree.
Really?
Yeah.
Troy,
yeah. Like a bit of salt on them. Don't put salt on it. Like a salty kind of texture to them.
No way.
Seaweed, like salty, like kelp. Salty stuff. Salty kelp.
But I was afraid that she was going to, if her business took off, I was like, we're going to, like, if you go down to Dollymount and start picking up all the seaweed, we'll have no seaweed left. I'm sure seaweed has a purpose and, like, or does it grow really, really quick? Does it regenerate really quick?
There's a lot of seaweed in the ocean.
I was scared because I don't think there is. I think it's only around the edges. And if you go pulling all that up, then where's the winkles going to live?
True. In the kelp.
There's no kelp in Ireland. There's only seaweed.
Is there any kelp in Ireland?
Aye.
Whereabouts?
Listen, Joe, if you want to make some investments, the global edible seaweed market is expected to expand from, 11 billion in 2023 to almost 20 billion in 2033, over 10 years. It's a good investment getting in on seaweed.
Seaweed tops.
There's Irish companies who make a huge amount of seaweed, edible seaweed.
Irish seaweed.
Send it all over Europe.
Is there benefits to it?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Yeah, it's nutritious.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go anyway.
Sure it's maybe. Nutritious. It's like a vegetable. Like, you know, any plant is fucking, it's good for you.
I think it's very good for you, yeah. Well, the Rand Corporation in the 60s said it had full protein. I don't think that's changed. Let's see. You carry on there.
You carry on.
What? What do you want me to carry on doing?
I'm going to get you some seaweed nutrition info. Contains iodine and tyrosine.
Oh, it doesn't sound good. Tyrosine sounds like it could kill you.
That's good for your thyroid.
Tyrosine, I eat tyrosine every day.
In what?
A little tablet.
Loads of vitamins that you don't get anywhere else. vitamin A, C, E, K. Loads of good stuff.
K okay,
for kelp.
Protective K antioxidants.
There's ketamine in it. I won't be touching that.
Vitamin E.
Very good for your gut health.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Is there fibre in it? Plenty.
Fibre and polysaccharides.
Come on, me go up the fucking very good, pout very good. There, me.
Chew on a bit
have
of seaweed.
A bit of seaweed. If anyone says that, I'll just say, fuck off. Just stand there eating seaweed. Pout.
In a clinical trial of 28 patients with metabolic syndrome, it looks like, is that seaweed? Yeah. It was found to reduce body weight, blood pressure, and triglyceride levels. Don't know what that is, but it doesn't sound good.
Oh, that's when you're... Yeah, the pressure is up in your face.
And it can reduce your risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Improves your blood sugar management.
So basically, does everything.
Joe's going home now to get all in on seaweed.
He's
dumping all the crypto.
Even that investment opportunity, like doubling your money? Come on. No brainer.
Seaweed cheats you getting ramen. As I said, I bought a packet of them before because I tried to make ramen and I couldn't make ramen. So just start eating the seaweed cheats. It's lovely.
Very good for you.
Would that be on par with that, or would that be like stuff added to that to make it less nutritious?
I don't think it'd be on par with that. Yeah.
Get yourself a few of them. They're better than crisps. Better for you. Good for the pressure and all.
There's a company called Ashar Look, and they make gummies. And if you take one a day, it's like a dose of seaweed. They've kind of done something where they make jellies out of them.
Like wine gums.
Like wine gums, yeah. And they're tasty.
You'd end up eating a whole lot of them though.
Yeah, someone did that by accident and had the runs.
Oh, someone you know?
It's a lot of seaweed. Someone you know.
Someone I know?
Yeah, yeah.
Who was it?
An influencer. They were in like a PR drop. He didn't realise that they were like
Has he said this? Like,
not publicly, no. No. Instead of just like in a group chat. And got the runs. Ate the whole thing.
Ouch.
You need a license to harvest seaweed or anything. From the sea.
Ah, you need a license for everything. You can't even dig up a bit of metal, for fuck's sake. To be honest with you. Can't use a bleeding metal detector to find a coin or two.
You need a license from the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine. Of
course you do.
That's the same lads about the metal detector.
They're just making it up.
Fuck off, like.
At this stage, it's just making, oh, yeah, you can't do that.
You need a license. Who the fuck has a license to pick seaweed?
People who do it professionally have a license to pick seaweed.
Oh, there's professional seaweed pickers now, is there, Is that what the hell is an
you need a license to sell any kind of food, don't you? You need a license to sell spice bags.
I'm only joking.
That's not fucking picking a plant out of the ground.
Don't mess with them, I tell you.
Imagine going to the beach and like pulling a bit of seaweed out of the ground. The guards coming and arresting you.
No, they don't. It's the agriculture people that come.
Weep, whoop.
You go, have little... Boy, here, put that down, you git boy.
Did he have their own little badges? Hey. Department of Agriculture and Seaweed and Metal Detector.
Seeing you picking up a bit of seaweed there, pull it back.
Hey.
Well, I don't know. The fact that you were saying that, like, I don't think this woman that I seen at the market had this license. And I bet you she wasn't even aware of it.
Or she didn't.
She's just picking up fucking seaweed.
I'll pick up seaweed tomorrow if I want. No one is going to say anything. Because you would, like.
Yeah.
Oh, bit of seaweed, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're saying you can't build sandcastles next, the agriculture.
You need planning permission.
It's all made up, not real.
What's going on with you?
I'm just in a humour.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Another prediction for the future.
Go on.
1966. Again, from the Rand Corporation. To get a lot of Time and Time magazine here. You'll be, by 1966, if one spouse is in a particularly cantankerous mood, his or her partner will be able to pop down to the corner drugstore, buy some anti-grouch pills and slip them into the coffee.
Well, like a painkiller. We do that, you give it.
Well,
you ask me for a painkiller, I got one.
Antidepressant, I suppose, would probably be what actually became of that. And in America, I mean, it's not quite, but it's, I think, a lot more accessible than here, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Antidepressants. Could you just walk into a chemist in America and say, can I have antidepressants, please?
You could get stuff that is it's not technically an antidepressant.
Helps with depression in the label, like helps it low mood.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. I think they have that, like Floradix here, which is just vitamin B complex, and a bunch of packaging has like a da with his kids on him. He's like, yay, I'm having a good time now. Because I was miserable before. And now I took Floradix.
Yeah, that's how you can tell if you put weight on, because the balloon will just go up to your nipple. Do you know when you wake up early in the morning, when you get up like 7 or 6:30 or something?
Yeah.
It feels like me youth again when you have the whole day.
Yeah.
Like it's 2:20, but like my body clock is telling me it's like 6.
Did you get up early today?
I got up at like 6:30.
Why? Working out.
Doing a bit of a pump.
Getting that body ready for the wedding.
Went to do a bit of a pump, didn't I?
So you have to go early to do a pump?
No, I just got up that early because every time I get up, say I'm in the gym at like 10 and I get up at like 8 and have a 2-hour window to get there. It's only like 20 minutes away walking. I have to psych myself out to go because every time I wake up, I'm like, I'm not going. I literally don't want to go. I'm like, how do people enjoy this? Like,
don't give yourself time to think.
It's a fucking slog. Like,
don't even just get up and.
And when you're there doing it, like, you're just like, why am I fucking here? This is fucking stupid. I don't like it. It's horrible.
Find something else to do then.
Like tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You shouldn't just automatically. You lifting weights?
All of them.
Well, yeah. But I mean, you shouldn't automatically just enjoy that kind of exercise.
But do you enjoy it, do you?
No, I don't. Really go to the gym. Like, I only went yesterday, like, for the first time in ages.
You see people on TikTok doing meal prepping and dedicating their life to that content, which is like grand. But I'm like, when they stop recording, are they like, fuck?
Yeah.
Hate this.
Yeah.
I hate the gym. I hate eating like this.
I'd say so. I'd say definitely. I know a personal trainer and you have a social media following, and then they fucking... They want to have a curry. Like, they want to eat shit.
I should want to, like.
Yeah.
Like, broccoli and chicken and rice are a big, dirty burger. What are you picking?
Big, dirty burger.
Everyone pick a big, dirty burger.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah, like, you know. You're literally withholding the joys of life.
And calorie counting and all when you're in a restaurant. I couldn't do it.
Why? To look good? To look good, like.
What, have a six pack?
For who?
For who?
Who gives a fuck, like, what you look like?
I think you look great. You look great, like.
Lovely. No matter what you...
Wish I was you, like, but who cares?
It's stupid. I don't know. Yeah, it is stupid. It's fucking hard work.
I envy them though. Like, I envy the consistency and like the dedication to it and just looking that way.
I don't. What sort of life is that?
Yeah, true. Give us a burger any day of the week.
Have a point. Enjoy yourself, for fuck's sake.
My Fitness Pal. See you later.
Track, wearing watches, tracking the bleeding.
Whoop. Big, the Whoop device.
Give me a blade. Do you know what they have? Smart weighing scales.
Brilliant.
Where they step on the weighing scale and then you check the watch to see what weight they are. Look at the fucking weighing scale.
It's smart.
Look at the mirror. Do you look good or do you not look good?
It's a smart mirror.
Come here. The only reason why someone should have a weighing scale is if they're cutting for a fight.
Yeah, like a scrap look.
Yeah, like if
in a field,
if they have to weigh themselves, like if their job requires that they're a certain weight. If the job doesn't require a certain weight, just go by what you look like. Mm. No one's lifting you and judging you on what you weigh. They're judging you on what you look like.
I think a lot of people though could put on weight and not realise.
Oh no, you definitely.
You do.
I do hear myself getting bigger.
You do. Other people might not.
It happens when you're sleeping.
See, so you have this thing where you presume because it's true for you, it's true for everybody else. And if it's not true for them, they're wrong.
So weighing scales are there as a deterrent to stop you from getting fat?
Well, they can be useful for someone. If someone does feel like they can, you know, one day they just go, oh, geez, I'm feeling a bit big there. They might have put on, I don't know, five or six kilos.
Half a stone or something.
Yeah, without really thinking about it.
Or a stone. Could have been two.
But if they're weighing themselves, some people just use it that way. They weigh in every couple of days.
That's
keep an eye on things.
Obsessive.
I wouldn't think so. What's standing on something like for 5 seconds every 3 days is obsessive.
Yeah. Yeah, if you were in the gym, so. Your goal is to like lose weight, build muscle or whatever, or lose weight in this case, would you check yourself on the weighing scales every day?
No.
It throw you off, like.
I don't think you should check yourself on the weighing scale. I think you should judge yourself off what you look like.
Or like how your clothes fit now. And
yeah, yeah. Or how you like, feel in your body.
Oh, that didn't fit me like last month.
Look, I'm bouncing up and down on the chair, all right? And I can feel me tits and stuff going up and down and I can feel my belly moving. I'm like, I don't want that on me. So I kind of want to, even though I literally just had
a KFC.
A Kinder Bueno and I'm about to eat a packet of Hula Hoops.
Protein. On top of protein, bro.
That's it, man.
There's plenty of protein in,
but I think it's
in the wafer, like on the Bueno.
I'd rather have a Kinder Bueno than
celery.
Yeah.
Huh? It wouldn't.
Get a little sugar rush out of it and everything. And that's what matters more than working out is the diet.
Eggs.
Oh, I love it. I had eggs this morning. Same. And a protein.
Oh, then a scrambled egg.
Good for you. It's the best way to have an egg. It's the quickest way.
And chocolate. And crisps.
Yeah.
And a big pot of Angel of the Light.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. A trifle.
I'm fucking throwing a meringue in there as well.
Protein meringue. Yeah. A meringue is only eggs and loads and loads of sugar.
Lots of sugar.
But that's where a meringue is. But yeah, I don't think. Yeah, whatever about weighing scales, if you are curious and you're just like. I mean, if I had a. Morda's man has a weighing scale.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in the jacks. If I'm up jump in the house, I'm in the chair. Jump on and have a look.
While you're washing your hands. Okay, look, jump on and see what. Oh, bollocks.
But like doing it every morning is just obsessive and.
My man's in Slimming World.
It works for a lot of people.
And like, I feel like she just like eats whatever. It's weird. Like people tell you like, oh, don't eat fats. Just have like, what is it? Vegetables and meat like or whatever and.
Just
porridge, like, you know, just the standard kind of like, yeah, you're not allowed that kind of thing. And then she's like, she'd have chips like. And
Slimmer World, like, I think, is mostly fats.
Yeah.
So it's, you have to, it's like, cutting out the sugar.
It's called sins.
Yeah.
There's like a certain amount of sins in one thing. Like, and it's a nightmare if you're going for that to eat with me, Maddo, because she's just like, do you know how many sins are in that there? Like, oh, tell me. 150. Like, she's like, that's like a whole week worth of sins in one. Item. I'm like, I don't care. I'm getting a fucking wibbly wobbly wonder as well. Like,
so many sins is in that. Oh, that's a kind of diet as well, though, where it's a very yo-yo diet. Once you stop doing that, then it just piles back on.
Yeah,
because as soon as you eat one bit of sugar, your body just goes, boom, give me that,
give me more
sins. Stick that in me belly.
Give me all the sins.
Eat what you want, in moderation. But you're going back to the gym then, or are you back a while?
No, only today.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Doing classes or are you doing it by yourself?
Classes. A few burpees.
Is it a big class? Did he know you?
Like 16 of us. Eric Lawler's in there.
Oh, is he? He's a tank.
You want to see the shoulders on him?
He's a big boy.
He is. Fit as a fiddle.
Little muscly man.
Little muscly fell out of Fair City.
He was in a... I went to see... Did I say this already? I went to see Tinderella in the Olympia, and him and Willa White were the ugly sisters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they were like in full drag. It was blading gas because he's fucking ripped. He's got like shoulders like an animal.
Like an XL bully walking around the stage dressed as Cinderella.
Yeah, that was a blading disaster of a show. Like they were just... It started at 10:30. I think they were supposed to be off the stage by before 12. It didn't end until about 12:30. They were forgetting lines. They were dropping scenes. They were just improvising and just walking, trying to make it happen. And it was a disaster. It was a fucking disaster. But it was very funny. It was very, very good. But yeah, they just had to fucking wing it. And the lads, Will and Eric be great for that. Like, just kind of improvising on the spot. But the stress of it. Would you ever do a panto?
Oh. I was asked before.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
To be what? Which part of it?
A tree.
Fuck off.
Now, I can't remember. I was just like, someone reached out to us like, a couple of years ago, and they're like, would you be interested in, like, they didn't give us a role or anything, or raid for anything or whatever, but it was just like, would you be interested? Because I know, like, Al Foran and stuff always does it, like, and
yeah,
different people. I think it's the same one, probably, that Al Foran did before. That
there's loads, man.
Oh, is it Liberty Panto, is it?
There's the Liberty Panto, yeah, yeah. There's the Olympia, there's the Gaiety.
I can't remember which one it was, but I was asked, like, I said, I don't know. A
few quid.
Is it?
I don't know, because like there's so many people in it. There's dancers, there's set designers, there's music.
Trays,
yeah. With they faces, get paid a lot.
Faces.
They get paid a lot. And you're thinking of a child's play.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a panto?
No.
Never, even when you were a kid?
No.
Really? What do you think a panto is?
Like,
trays. People dress as trays.
A big performance about Sleeping Beauty, you know.
Yeah.
And like trays in the background. People dressed as trays going, oh, I'm in hell.
Jesus. Yeah, pretty much.
No, I know what it is, obviously. It's just like, no, it's never. I probably was that one. I can't remember.
Mm. You'd be a good dame.
What's that?
The drag queen.
Why would I be?
Because the less feminine they are, the funnier it is.
All right. Hey, you, wake up. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
You actually would, yeah.
Wake up or I'll give you a big fucking kiss.
Oh, that would be hilarious. Wasn't that the Olympia?
Dressed as
a tree.
A tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at me over here. I'm a big tree. Give her a kiss, will you?
Oh, you'd be a deadly dame, man. I'd love you to do a panto.
People would just laugh before I even spoke.
That's
just
it?
Like, this is great.
And then you play with the audience. Like, what the fuck are you laughing at?
Allowed the course. That was for kids.
Well, if you do the adult one,
that's the one Eric
was in. Yeah,
I do an adult Cinderella. One.
Fucking
don't rustle my fucking feathers, right?
But yeah, he's big muscles, isn't he, Eric?
Oh yeah,
big muscly man.
Oh, big fella.
Is there other people in the class, or is this like a Hollywood class? Is this just for the celebrities?
So it's me.
The celebrities are fingless.
It's me, Eric, Killian Murphy, Pat Kenny. Dustin the Turkey, he's always flapping about the place.
Haven't seen him in a while. Is he looking good?
Yeah, he's in some nicky. Yes,
yeah.
Oh, he's about 3 times the size of what he used to be.
Built.
He's going around glutes galore. I'm a builder.
Thank you very much for listening to the Staller podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. There's a lot of technology and a lot of futuristic
few quips.
Few gags.
Few quips there.
Few gaffs.
Yeah.
These are legends.
Covering all that, them cherry walls or tomato walls, whatever.
Yeah, cherry tomato walls,
yeah.
Yeah.
Some buzz.
If you have any questions or anything that you want to send in to the podcast, send it to staller@goloudnow.com and we'll talk about it on the bonus episode. So stick around for a few days.
Yeah. Keep your phone on.
And we talk to you then.
See you later.
Miss you. Go on, do it again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.